Dave Luna, thanks for joining us. This is an interesting story. You're chair of the House Education Committee, correct?
Well, I'm the deputy ranking member of the House Education Committee, but work very closely with the chair. That's right.
Tell us what's going on, Representative Luna, with the Croydon School budget vote recently, and on a town meeting day that cut their local budget for education by, I guess, more than 50%. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So, no, it's real interesting. And Jack and Corey, thanks for having me on this morning. This is a story that really didn't come into being, and people hadn't really heard of what was going on up in Croydon until this happened. I think most people know that every year usually in March, everybody comes out, goes to their town meetings, goes to their school district meetings, and vote, listens to the school board and the select board present their budgets and vote on these budgets. Mm-hmm. And so Croydon's a small town, but they had I think it was like 26 people showed up at a school district meeting and voted to cut the budget by essentially cut it by half. So the school board had presented about a $1.8 million budget or something like that, and as it turns out, the husband of the school board, I think the school board chair, basically from the floor of the meeting stood up and said, "Hey, I moved to reduce the budget by $1 million," and there were very small number of Croydon residents there, and that motion passed. So the school budget was cut in half, and basically it puts, it outraged tons of people. People in Croydon to go, "Hey, what are we going to do?" And Croydon's a small town, and they tuition their kids to other districts. I think they tuition their high school kids up to Newport, and with the budget cut, they don't even have the budget to pay the tuition, the tuition costs to send their kids to Newport. So they're really at a point now where they're scratching their heads trying to figure out what to do. They did vote to have another meeting where they can take another look at this budget and hopefully correct it. But what it really is a red flag, I think, to communities across our state to really watch out and push back against what we're certainly seeing in Concord. Certainly happening in Croydon, mm-hmm. is this systematic attack on teachers and schools by really a small group of extremists, and we're seeing that on the public education front, but we're seeing it at different levels of local and state.
I want to ask, and by the way, Representative Dave Luno, I appreciate it from the House Education. I know that there's things today are so politicized and so energized and so emotional, whether we're talking public health, public education, anything in our lives, people seem to can't agree. But when you just say what you said, can you be more specific when you talk about this systematic, by a small number of people against teachers, what are you saying, you're saying parents, or give elaborate on that, please.
No, I'm really talking about extreme positions that really are attacking our public schools and our teachers. And a couple examples on that. There was a bill that was actually, I think it was written by the Commissioner of Education that would have significantly dumbed down what kids are supposed to learn. We eventually overturned it in the committee. But it would have taken things like world languages and arts and music out of the program of studies, mm-hmm. that we have in our public schools. And then we've also seen really brazen, I think, attacks on a number of different fronts on our teachers. It's open season on teachers right now, particularly teachers who teach history and civics. and you know, it's gone to everything being able to have a teacher could lose their credential to their license to teach in New Hampshire if they touch on certain subjects. And there was even a bounty placed on teachers for parents who you know want to receive $500 for being the first to report any teacher in the state to the Department of Education for violating these new banned concepts laws. So you know, it's really, I think, you know, ironic given the fact that New Hampshire has some of the best student outcomes in the country. Mm-hmm. We're consistent. Our public schools are consistently rated in the top five or six, you know, nationwide. New Hampshire, at the same time, has the lowest amount of state funding for public schools in the country,
right.
And New Hampshire's being sued right now by a number of school districts.
Real quickly, because we have to run to our next representative. Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the continued funding of charter schools as part of our public education?
You know, as far as charter schools go, I've never been a huge fan of charter schools, but I don't have a problem with charter schools that are providing high quality education.
Have you toured some of these, like spent a few hours and gone to some of these and seen these incredible
absolutely.
Outcomes? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm a huge fan of charter schools. Huge fan. I know more kids that were not thriving. And they went into some charter schools. They're not only doing great; they're thriving. They're doing great.
No problem with Jack, but no problem with that, Jack. But what I'm not a fan of is fake schools, and there's a bunch of fake schools that are being put in to the state right now too through a $6 million contract that the state has with an Arizona company that's being investigated for fraud.
Let's do this, Representative, only because we have a hard out. We're on a bunch of network of stations.
Sure,
we have to go to our next break. What I'm going to do is, Corey, maybe we can get the representative back on again, because I think it's a good discussion to have in general. So I appreciate you joining us on Good Morning Hampshire. We have to run. Thank you, Representative Dave Luno.
Love to do it, Jack.
Right.
Jack and Corey, thanks so much.
Have a good Thursday.